But we're going to start with one of the greatest songwriters of the last 50 years. That's not PR, that's a fact. Please welcome the staggeringly skilled actual Mr. Gilbert O'Sullivan. Call you, because David Attenborough is on later on and he doesn't mind being called David even though he's Sir David. I did slip up and call Des Ray at one point under penalty of death. Gilbert, is it, people call you?
Yeah, anything you like.
Really?
Absolutely.
Because notoriously from the song Claire, you are Uncle Ray. You are Ray, aren't you?
Yeah, Raymond is my real name. People who know me obviously call me Raymond and stuff.
Raymond what?
O'Sullivan. O'Sullivan is my real name.
Do people actually call you Gilbert? Does anyone actually say Gilbert?
It depends. If they like me, they call me Gilbert. If they don't like me, it's usually Bastard or something. Yeah.
We'll find out.
There's a lot of those.
How far do you think we're going to get in this interview before I say, what have you been doing for the last 20 years? You've done a lot of that. Every interview says, well, it's like you got dead around 75. Did you take offence at that angle?
No, not at all. I mean, I find that because I'm one of these people that only want to work when I've got something to promote. In other words, I'm not interested in being a TV personality, being on game shows and stuff. So therefore, if there's a gap between records, say, like 2 or 3 years, then you're never going to see me. So that's the reason for that.
So where are you now? Are you still a pop writer? Do you still look for hits?
I'm a pop singer, inverted commas, and I'm a songwriter. I mean, I'm a songwriter by nature, songwriter by tradition, songwriter by... that's what I do, and everything else kind of leads from that. I have a distinctive voice, but not a good voice, but I am a good writer. So if I can write the songs, I justify my existence in going on to make records and release them. And as an artist who gets turned down every year by every single major company in Britain, who either dismiss me for what I used to represent, or because they just don't like what I'm doing, or because I'm too old. I always manage to get my records out. So every year since 1990, I've managed to get an album out. And as long as I can continue to do that, then I feel justified in going in on a Monday morning, on a winter's day, and sitting down and trying to turn out some more tunes. Okay.